This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, welcome to Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. You got a case of the Mondays? A whole case? Or you got like a half a case?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have been asking the listener.
Oh, I'm asking anybody who's listening, and I was looking at you, so sure, why not?
I don't know. I'm here.
I only have a 12-pack of the Mondays, so I don't have a full case, but, you know, it's Monday. And we're here tonight in the studio. It's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
Our toll-free number, if you would like to join us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. On deck, I have a story from Cointelegraph. Apparently, Bitcoin, and you know, I don't know if our listeners are aware, I know not everybody is following Bitcoin very closely, but we tend to do so here at Free Talk Live. Bitcoin has surpassed $15,000 per Bitcoin and is now officially bigger than PayPal, Coca-Cola, Netflix, and Disney.
That's a lot.
That's pretty big. We could talk a little bit more about that.
Eventually, I suspect it'll be bigger than all of those combined.
I suspect you are correct. I'm certainly hopeful that that is the case, but we can get more into details there. In other Bitcoin news, apparently Iran has adopted or intends to adopt Bitcoin for international trade amid heavy sanctions, falling rial, and soaring inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So they've looked to the cryptocurrency as a way to get around those things. And I believe this article mentions a little bit about possibly getting around U.S. government, like sanctions and that kind of a thing. So the sanctions say that they can't do, you know, X, you know, in relation to trade with the U.S. dollar and that kind of thing. But
right.
It seems that they can get away with it if they use cryptocurrency because, well, the government can't say anything about that.
As long as you don't tell the government.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they'll put you in prison for that. You know, if you, in the U.S., if you're caught doing business with somebody in one of these sanctioned countries, even if the person you're doing business with is against the government there, right? Because that's what purportedly the sanctions are about. It's supposed to be about hurting the government.
Right.
Even though it actually hurts the people.
Right.
Because,
as they always do.
Right. Yeah. So, like, a good example of this would have been the there's a cryptocurrency vending machine company called Lamasu that started in New Hampshire.
Okay.
It was started by a couple of free staters, twin brothers, and they designed the Lamasu. They built the Lamasu. They are free state project participants. They moved here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration that brought us here as well, you and I, Captain, and thousands of others. And they created this very popular, for what at one time was the world's most popular, Bitcoin vending machine product.
Okay.
And they left the United States. And the reason, one of the reasons was because they could not sell Bitcoin vending machines to customers in Iran. Because it was illegal for them to sell them a Bitcoin vending machine.
Oh, I see. The U.S. government says, no, you can't do that.
You can't do any business with anyone from Iran.
Right.
If you're in the United States. So it would seem to me that, like, selling a Bitcoin vending machine would actually be counter to the Iranian government, meaning that people who were against in Iran, who
right.
do not like their government, might be more likely than people who love their government to buy Bitcoin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency kind of attracts a certain type of person who might appreciate the idea of not having their money tied to a government. And so therefore, sort of by default, the act of selling a Bitcoin vending machine to a business person who wants to set one up or a club or whoever in Iran, ultimately that will have the effect of undermining the Iranian government. And so, but no, they're not allowed to do that. You can't do anything whatsoever with anyone in Iran, no matter how anti-government that person might be.
Reminds me of the old Cuban bit, right, where you couldn't do any business with anybody in Cuba for any reason. You couldn't,
yes.
You know, like the cigars were contraband. You couldn't even get a cigar from Cuba, and that's why they were all very prized and worthy, because the government was like, no, you can't do anything with Cuba.
Yeah, and they've started to roll that back, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's been a few years now, but...
Yeah, it was actually the end of Obama's second term when he started to roll back some of the restrictions, if I recall correctly, yeah. on Cuba.
Yeah, so. Now you can go and... tour the place and, you know, all that
Thank goodness.
Fun stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, but it seems to me that Bitcoin and any cryptocurrency for that matter, not just BTC or BCH, mm-hmm. Any Bitcoin seems to be frowned upon by, well, any government.
Yeah, it does, although they certainly don't mind stealing it from people like they did recently to the Silk Road, the underground marketplace.
Yeah. Also on deck tonight, Square. Apparently is selling Bitcoin faster than it can be mined. We could talk more about that. You had something, Ian, that I am curious about. A proposal for indoor concerts, but with, you know, COVID restrictions. And so it sounds like it could be another exercise in futility, much like we saw the bubble concerts from the Flaming Lips. And that type of a thing. So we can talk more about that. Also, I do have that article from antiwar.com about the Department of Justice seizing 27 web domains claiming that they're controlled by Iran. Speaking of Iran.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about that because that sounds particularly outrageous to me.
And if we get to it, we can...
As a free speech guy.
Indeed. Yeah. And if we get to it, we could talk about the Innocence Project put up an article, finally free. Ron Jacobson returns to his hometown after 30 years. Of wrongful incarceration. He was cleared by some DNA evidence. They didn't let him out right away. He had to continue to fight, even though the evidence was, you know, in support. And so, you know, within that fight, he had to remain in jail for an even longer period of time before he could get out. So we could talk more about that. I've got a few other things, including Britons. If you live in Great Britain, or just regular Britain, as I like to call it, you could be fined £200 just for leaving the house without a, quote, reasonable excuse, unquote. This is part of the lockdown
COVID.
Measures that
gotta keep you safe.
That have been re-implemented there. So
sick.
Yeah. And we've got more stuff. We'll take your calls and your thoughts, of course.
Yeah, there's no way we're getting all that. So if you want to call in with a request, we take those too.
Indeed. In fact, let's go straight away to Dominic calling from, is it Northern Kentucky?
Northern Kentucky, yeah.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Dominic?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I was going to talk about moving to New Hampshire, but real quick, I wanted to say I was actually living in the UK earlier this year when they had the first lockdown.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to hear about how it was different there compared to here in the States. But anyway, yeah, the main purpose of my call, I was listening to the podcast from last night's show, and someone called and said that they wanted to moved to New Hampshire because of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the same boat. I think the day after the election, I booked tickets to go to New Hampshire after Christmas for a few days. I'm young and single and have no firm commitment, so why the hell not? Anyway, I wanted to know your guys' thoughts where I should check out, both for liberty purposes and... both for liberty purposes and sorry, I just had another call coming in. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Right here.
Yeah, both for liberty purposes and...
Also, I want to go skiing. I understand it's good skiing in New Hampshire. So, what do you guys recommend?
Yeah, I don't know much about the skiing part. Do you know?
I don't know a whole lot about that, but I know that New Hampshire gets, you know, plenty cold all across New Hampshire and plenty of snow. So pretty much any area you're in, there's going to likely be some sort of a hill or mountain or whatever.
I know there are skiing places.
A multitude of them.
Yeah, and, you know, probably maybe somebody more familiar with skiing or more of a fan of skiing can give you the details when you get here. you know, most of the people, when they show up in New Hampshire, you know, for the Liberty purposes, they'll either land, I mean, you're going to land in New Hampshire. You can't really land in here in Keene. Mm-hmm. There's not an airport here. But you'll land in Manchester. You know, I do recommend coming out to Keene, you know, saying hello to us folks out here, you know, seeing how you like it out here, seeing, you know, the difference between here and, you know, sort of the big city of Manchester. Manchester's obviously the biggest city in the state. So,
is there a lot to do in Keene?
No, it's a small town.
Okay.
Yep.
So, like, going there for a day and then going to other parts of the state, you'd recommend that?
Yeah, you definitely want to check different areas out and see what you think. There's a lot to do in southern New Hampshire.
Yeah, give us a call again when you're here, and we'll hook you up with some people. Thanks for the call tonight, Dominic. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to join in on the conversations, it's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's...
You got Ian.
And I'm your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Let's kick things off with this article from Cointelegraph. Bitcoin. At $15,000, it's a little higher than 15 right now.
I
think it's 15.2 or something like that. Is now bigger than PayPal, Coca-Cola, Netflix, and Disney. Bitcoin surged from...
Bigger than Disney, even?
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I know. That's what I titled the show, is Bitcoin Bigger Than Disney for tonight's show. Because I know Disney is this behemoth, you know, that... purchased Marvel, and you know they're always wrapping new companies under their wing, and
right.
You know Disney seems to own a whole lot of the entertainment industry anyway, and so I thought that was significant. Bitcoin surged from 190 billion to around 280 billion in recent months.
Wow, yeah, total assets for Disney is only 193 billion.
Yeah.
They just got left in the dust.
Yeah. So it surpassed some big-name companies, like the ones we've just mentioned, including Disney, but also some banks by market capitalization.
Bet.
So, yeah. The Internet, if you didn't know, it's coming for the banking cartel. And
I can't wait.
And it's also coming for government. Right? The Internet has been... the most marvelous of technologies that I have witnessed in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, some would say the radio or the telegraph or the television, you know, that kind of a thing. But
they were important.
They were certainly important and laid the better. The telephone, perhaps.
Yeah.
Right? You know, these all laid the groundwork for the Internet. But the Internet now does so many things that you used to have to buy separate individual devices for, that it's silly. It really is silly. And it's not done yet. It's still coming for more stuff.
Still young.
And so the network effect is what gave rise to cryptocurrency, because now that you have such a widespread decentralized network, you can solve the problem of trust that cryptocurrencies solve, making essentially banks and governments in their siloed form useless at some point. So it's not done. It's still coming.
I think that's just great.
And I can't wait for it. But this article says in early September of this year, the market capitalization of Bitcoin was hovering around 190 billion when the BTC, that's Bitcoin, price was hovering around $10,000 per coin. In the past 2 months, however, the price of Bitcoin rose to over $15,000. And with it, the market cap of Bitcoin surged from 190 billion to around 280 billion.
There's basically only 2 weeks in the Bitcoin's 11 plus year history now where if you bought Bitcoin and held on to it, if you would have lost money had you sold it up until this point. But there's only 2 weeks, basically. Every other day, every other week of its 11 year history, you have made money on Bitcoin.
I have a good friend of mine who he received one of the old physical Bitcoins, like the certificate, not the coin itself, but like it almost kind of looks like a dollar
like
bill,
a paper
thing, and you got to like scratch it out or whatever. He received that as a gift on like a Christmas or something, and he didn't really get it. He wasn't, you know, he knew I was into Bitcoin, but he gave it to me.
Yeah,
right? And so I've been sitting on it, and the idea is that I'm going to wait until it becomes worth, I don't know, however much it's good, you know, when it gets to like this.
$1 million.
I'll be like, hey, man, you remember this thing you gave me? Here, it's yours now. And he'll be like, oh.
You're going to give the whole thing back to him?
Yeah, I'm going to give it back to him. Basically, I'm I'm his safe right now. He doesn't know this, but you know, he was trying to be nice, and he knew you have friends that give gifts, right?
Sure.
You know, on occasion, that's kind of what friends do. And so, you know, we had that kind of a friendship where every now and if I saw something that I knew he was into, I'd be like, dude, here, check it out, I got this for you. And so he was like, dude, I got this here, you have it, you know. And so it immediately occurred to me, I'm like, I'm just gonna put this away in safekeeping in a nice place where I keep all my safe stuff. And wait, and then, you know.
And you're sure the Bitcoin's still there, right?
Oh, yeah,
right. Okay, you've checked it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I did all of that.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to give them back like an empty certificate.
No. I mean, in fact, I've taken it. I mean, the paper right now, it really isn't worth anything.
Yeah.
But I just want to hold on to it so he remembers it. I've got it stashed in cold storage. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You moved it.
I
okay.
did, yeah. Gotcha. Because I didn't want it to go anywhere else. Should
Makes
I
sense.
Lose it or whatever. So, yeah. But at any rate, pay attention to this next statement, listeners. This now makes Bitcoin more valuable than most major U.S. companies.
Yeah, in total, right. That's amazing. And in fact, just looking at the Disney numbers, as I mentioned, Disney's total assets is $193 billion. But that's after 97 years, right? Bitcoin has surpassed Disney by quite a large number, according to what you just read earlier, and it did that in 11 years.
Yes. This next statement is also pretty cool, in my opinion. Bitcoin is now equivalent to the 18th largest commercial company in the United States.
Okay. That's a big deal.
That's, you know, we're in plus top 20, mm-hmm. right? If the 80-20 rule applies, you know, that 20% of the big companies, are the biggest, apparently. And so now Bitcoin is the equivalent of one of the top 20.
I hope people are starting to take this thing seriously by now. This isn't some sort of little plaything that's going to just go away.
So everybody calls it magic internet money, and mm-hmm. even I do, and that's a misnomer. It's not magic internet money. It is the internet of money. Right. Andreas Antonopoulos uses that terminology very specifically to illustrate how everybody's lives have changed because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the internet did to all of your lives, Bitcoin is going to do to all of your finances. Right.
Yeah.
That large of a change is going to occur.
It's that important.
And it's still in early times. If you're listening to my voice or our voice right now talking about this, and you have some Bitcoin or you're going to go get some tonight, you're still in the game early. You're still an early adopter. It has been around for 11 years, but it's still early in the game.
Right.
I'm not saying necessarily that you should consider buying when the price is spiking, but, you know, do your own homework.
Yeah, it's hard
research.
To know. I mean, it's the history of Bitcoin has been a series of large spikes and then crashes. So it's hard. It's the thing you never know is how high is the spike going to go?
Right.
You know, it could crash tonight during the show. It could go up to 50,000 before it crashes.
Yeah, we don't know.
You know, it could crash tomorrow. It could not crash this time. What
right.
if it just keeps going up for some long period of time and then the crash is like minor? Usually it's a pretty major crash if history is any indicator, but we don't know if history should be an indicator.
Yeah, there's no precedent set for this.
Right.
Even the so-called experts in cryptocurrency, there's now colleges offering degrees in cryptocurrency
wow.
and that kind of a thing. Nobody really knows.
No.
It's all just best guessing. Nobody really knows.
Don't put in what you can't afford to lose. But if you can afford to lose $20 or something like that per week, I would say put in $20 a week.
Yeah, dollar cost averaging is certainly the way I choose to go.
Although Bitcoin's getting pretty crappy to buy because the fees are getting ridiculous.
Yeah, that always happens in a spike, too. They got to do something about that. Hopefully they do. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Republican leader's marks his first public comment since Biden was declared the winner by some media organizations. USA Radio News will not be calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved and the election is certified. Republican attorneys generals are expressing concerns about voting in Pennsylvania. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene.
We are seeking the Supreme Court to take this case. We think it's a very, very important case in the broadest sense and ultimately overturn the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Schmidt says the Pennsylvania High Court is rewriting election law. USA Radio News. South Florida continuing to deal with Tropical Storm Etta. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying,
we recommend that everyone in areas that are flooded stay inside, wait until the waters recede. There could be down power lines that could electrify the water.
Parts of Miami-Dade and Broward County have seen 10 to 16 inches of rain already. Etta is a 12th named storm to make landfall this hurricane season. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like to. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And you can join us by dialing 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, and join the conversation. We have been talking about the rise of Bitcoin, now that it has surpassed $15,000 per coin, making it roughly the 18th largest, equivalent to the 18th largest company in the U.S.
By market cap.
By market cap. This article from Cointelegraph. And so they were nice enough with their research to give us a chart. And I can tell you that it falls just below Verizon. So Verizon would be the 17th. So Bitcoin currently is worth more than the following: PayPal, Adobe, Salesforce, Disney, Netflix, Coca-Cola, Bank of America, Thermo Fisher Scientific, I don't know who that is, Comcast, the Merck, M-E-R-C-K, and Abbott Laboratories, or Laboratories,
wow,
if you like.
Bigger than Bank of America?
That's right. According to their research, the top companies in the U.S. by market capitalization, the source was Dogs of the Dow, is where they pulled this chart from.
Wow. That's awesome.
So
no Bitcoin.
Yeah. The 17th largest company in the U.S. is the Home Depot. I'm sorry, it's not Verizon, it's the Home Depot, with a market cap of $306 billion. So Verizon falls behind it with $242 billion.
I don't know. Okay, they're saying this is market cap?
Yeah.
Is what they're looking at here? Bank of America. I'm not an expert when it comes to these like financial things or whatever, but looking at Wikipedia, they have total assets in the amount of $2.4 trillion. At Bank of America.
I'm showing a market cap of $210 billion according to this chart. So assets are not market cap.
Okay.
Right? Assets are just how much they own, what property they have, buildings, you know, desks, you know, all that stuff. So it's not market cap. Do I know what market cap is? I probably can't explain it to you in layman's terms, but feel free to use the internet to your advantage, listeners, and Google all of this information and verify for yourself.
I mean, that's still pretty impressive. I mean, definitely compared to Disney, they have more than the total assets of Disney. But I'm going to go ahead and call total assets, because assets are, you know, value at your disposal, right? Like, they could close those and sell those assets and get some fraction of
that's true. Yeah, you could liquidate, right? Market cap is just what they think the total market is for their goods and services.
Their assets may include customer assets, though, so maybe they don't count in the same way. So if assets include your customers' money, then maybe that's not the same thing as what the company is actually worth.
Yes, I'm not a
bank.
I'm not a financial expert, so you know, don't take me for an expert. But certainly, I am reading from this article, and they've cited their sources very well. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to check on them, Bitcoin is still behind the three largest financial institutions in the U.S. by valuation, namely Visa, MasterCard, and J.P. Morgan. For the top cryptocurrency to surpass all three, it would need to hit $23,000.
That's easily doable.
Or a market cap of $426 billion. However, the price of BTC must reach somewhere around $120,000 for Bitcoin to catch up to Apple, the most valuable company in the world, with a market cap of $2
trillion. Our janitor knows the answer.
Oh, very nice.
You and I don't. Johnny Ray's in the house tonight. He says the market cap is the shares times the price per share. So whatever the share price is of Bank of America times however many the shares there are.
Thank you, janitor. So,
thank you, Johnny. I'm glad somebody knows something.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I thought that was Bitcoin. Super big news. That, you know, I mean, I'm always happy when it goes up. I've managed to hold on to some BTC that, you know, I got into back in the day. And it's worth way more than I've put into it by quite a large margin.
Right.
I don't have as much as I used to because, you know, along the way I did, you know, you take some profits here and there. You know, a man's gotta live. He's got to, you know, have a quality of life and that kind of thing. So
got to buy a house.
When he has these things at his disposal, he tends to use them.
You can't live in the Bitcoin.
You can't. And you can't eat Bitcoin.
No.
Turns out. But you can pay for your food with Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And in other places in New Hampshire.
Indeed. And in fact, I believe New Hampshire is still the pioneer in the U.S. of, I think we have more places that you can spend cryptocurrency here in New Hampshire than any other state, if I'm not mistaken.
Per capita, yes.
Yeah. So I find that to be pretty awesome. If you are of the freedom mind and you are looking for a change in your life, you want to be around more folks who are of the mind of freedom, libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, whatever you want to call these people. If they seem like your kind of people, well, then get your ass to New Hampshire.
Yeah, especially if you're a crypto libertarian. I mean, if you're somebody who believes in liberty, you should be here, period, just because we have more people who are freedom friendly and moving here. There's still plenty more to come. But also, if you're a crypto person and a libertarian, you got to be in New Hampshire. I mean, there's just nowhere else to be. You don't have the same foothold anywhere else that we've built here over the years in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And Keene specifically. Keene's the king as far as crypto acceptance is concerned in New Hampshire. And it's one of the best on the planet, honestly. It's probably in the top five I would guess, of cities on the planet with the highest per capita crypto acceptance. The thing is, we need a bigger community. We've done all these amazing things with, you know, a dozen activists, basically, maybe a little more than that, but I don't think there are, like, a bunch of spenders here in Keene. Like, the businesses that accept it, they're getting a little bit of business, but it isn't anything to, like, write home, but, you know, to mom about.
Yeah, well, at least not yet, and that's why we need to grow the people that are here for those reasons. And so if that's something, if you would just enjoy being a pioneer in the Bitcoin space, and
you're physically be a pioneer.
I'm doing it right now.
See,
I've only been here a year and a half. I moved here from Seattle, frickin' Washington, one of the tech hubs of the United States, where they had exactly one Bitcoin machine in all of the greater Seattle area. They had one in Seattle, and it was downtown.
They got four in Keene.
I know. It's ridiculous. You couldn't find anywhere to spend Bitcoin in Seattle.
You can't throw a rock in Keene and not a Bitcoin vending machine.
Here in Keene, I can spend any cryptocurrency, at least the top three anyway. Bitcoin Cash.
Well,
I could spend Ethereum. Well, okay, but the most fungible ones, I guess.
Yeah.
I can pay for dinner. I can buy beer at the convenience store.
I just had.
I can pay my bar tab. I can buy a pizza.
Yeah,
I can buy several different kinds of pizza.
I paid crypto for my dinner. Well, technically my breakfast, because I eat late. But,
right, yeah.
And then I bought some tacos to go, so my dinner tonight also paid for with crypto.
I get my car repaired in crypto.
I do, too.
Right?
I have my teeth worked on for crypto.
Does the gal still do the car detailing?
Yep, as far as I know.
I need my car
still
detailing.
Around.
I've got Tinder. I've got her card. I've got her card. I'll hit her up. But yeah, if you're of that mind, please consider moving here and joining us for all of the
back when I was on Tinder. I'm not on Tinder anymore. Just to clarify.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I have this saying that the main thing that you generally do to limit government is to make sure that they fear outcry. There are other things you can do, but the outcry is the most important part, I think.
They don't like the negative attention. I mean, that's for sure, especially when you're talking about the local government guys, because they're closer to us than the federal guys. So it's easier to bring negative attention on the locals, and it makes them uncomfortable.
Can you give us an example, Dave, of what you mean?
Yeah, so in that spirit, I am calling in today to raise some outcry about a local New Hampshire thing that has gone on. It's not a war crime. There's worse things I've called in about many times, but I still want to do this so as to remind people that this is how you fight the government.
Okay, I want to hear all about this, so we'll bring you back. Just hold on the line, Dave. 855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll hear more about Dave and how to limit government. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the right place. This is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio,
it's Ian.
And our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE as in freedom if you'd like to join the conversation. We're going to hear a bit more from Dave in New Hampshire about, well, what the politicians don't like and sort of how to be effective in rebelling against them.
Yeah, I like that.
So it seems. But first, we've been talking about Bitcoin, and I wanted to let you know that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use this site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, there's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And let's bring Dave back on. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I was looking over various New Hampshire towns over the coming week or two because I'm planning a big ambush interview rampage, just at, you know, town governments and other government, you know, offices and stuff during their meetings or before their meetings usually. And so I was looking into the town of Durham, which I thought it might be in the area. And as I was just trying to check and see what their meetings was, or to try and check and see when their meetings would be, I saw this, quote, a reminder that neighborhood trick-or-treating will take place this evening, October 30th, 2020, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., unquote. They just changed the date of Halloween in one town.
They've done that. Yeah, it wasn't just Dover. I think they tried to do that in Keene one year, too. These people think they can do anything.
Yeah, Durham, actually. Yeah. And the...
Durham. All the same.
So you think about it, imagine that, like, how many people would even get the memo, right? Like, how many people look at their town website every week to see what date they're supposed to celebrate a holiday?
I can't even imagine being that person, but I guess people do it.
The closest thing to that person is me. because I have to look at these websites to find out when their meetings are going to be, right?
Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't mean to be a critic, but it's well after that date, Dave.
No, but I just saw this. The other thing, like, when this happened in when I lived in Kansas, this happened at a small town. They tried to change the date because they didn't want Halloween to be on a Sunday,
right?
Yeah. And they just, you know, speed an announcement on the local cable station. This was considered such a scandal back in those days that my TV station sent me and a reporter. I was the photographer. They sent us to do a whole story about it, a whole news package.
And, all right, so how does the government, you know, trying to change the holiday dates make for rebelling, sort of?
Well, I'm just saying that this is what we need to do, is each time they do something like this, we make sure we call talk radio or write a letter to the editor or do a protest. Or
I see the public outcry. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Fight them on everything they do that's an act of aggression or an act of hubris.
Well, that is literally fighting everything that they do, literally.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a tall task. I know that I tend to pick my battles, and generally I only do battle with the man when the bureaucrats attack me for one reason or another. But, you know, everybody's got to make their own decisions. I agree that when they do something, that there needs to be public outcry, and there needs to be more of it. There is a little bit now, but there needs to be a lot more for it to really take hold and really affect them.
Good call, Dave. Thanks for making it.
Indeed.
Okay.
That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Yeah, please go and check out his website. He does some good work. So we've been talking about the market cap of Bitcoin and how it is now better than PayPal, Coca-Cola, Netflix, and Disney.
Top 20.
Yeah, it's in the top 20 for sure, if it were a company, which it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it is certainly worth that much.
Top 20 in the U.S.,
indeed. And in other Bitcoin-related news, this from Bitcoin.com, an entire country adopts Bitcoin for international trade amid heavy sanctions, falling price of their country's currency, and soaring inflation that they're experiencing in this country is Iran.
Mm-hmm.
The Iranian government has adopted Bitcoin for international trade as the country's economic crisis deepens with the rising COVID-19 cases, the depreciating rial, and intensifying sanctions imposed by the U.S. government, of course. Iran is undergoing a severe economic crisis. The Iranian health ministry says that the number of COVID-19 infections has more than quadrupled in less than 2 months. In addition, an increasing number of sanctions have been placed on Iran by the U.S. government, while the local fiat currency continues to dramatically fall. Steve H. Hanke, not to be confused with Mr. Hanke, the Christmas spirit, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University and a hyperinflation expert, described the situation in Iran as a classic death spiral.
Uh-oh.
He detailed on Wednesday.
Yeah, people are going to be very interested in Bitcoin if their local currency starts to go down. We've seen that happen time and time again. Cyprus, it happened there.
Venezuela, Greece.
It happened there. Yep. It's happening in Venezuela. It's happening in Argentina. I think you're probably going to see it in Zimbabwe again soon if they keep going with their inflation. So
yeah, and if the Federal Reserve, along with the United States government, keeps injecting this fictitious money that they print out of thin air into the financial system, we're going to see it here too.
Well, they did a record number of that this year already. Yes. So is it any surprise that now Bitcoin is at $15,000, which is not quite its record high, but it's pushing up to 15 slower than it did, I think, in 2017 when it just shot up real fast. Yeah. Over a period of just a few weeks from, say, around 10 to 20,000.
I feel like it was like about a week or so. It
feels
pretty
that
quick,
short, but
yeah.
it was a little longer than that. It was okay. Probably like 2 or 3 weeks, but at least as far as the peak, it was like 14 to 20. It was up in that range for about 2 weeks,
okay,
if I recall correctly. It definitely seems more of a deliberate, slow build this time around. Now, that doesn't mean it isn't going to crash tomorrow, but it suggests that maybe things are a little bit less crazy with the run-up this time, even though it is still a pretty obvious run-up.
Well, I think that more organizations are looking to cryptocurrency as a hedge against exactly what we're talking about, hyperinflation.
Yes.
Right? So they want to put their value somewhere where it's going to retain its value.
Well, even J.P. Morgan changed their tune about this.
Yes.
It used to be, you know, they are one of the top three banks, if I recall correctly, in the United States. And the CEO there, Jamie Dimon, we've talked about this. I wouldn't have known who he was from Adam, but he made himself known because he started to publicly attack Bitcoin. And just call it a scam or a scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, whatever it was he was saying about it. And now J.P. Morgan's official position is that, oh, this might be a good alternative to gold. So now they're like all about it.
Right. And that's traditionally what at least financial people would do. In a case where they would see some inflation in like the U.S. dollar, for example, they would go, oh, well, let's move into a physical asset like property or gold or something like that to hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they have this other option, Bitcoin, to do that. And as more organizations sort of begin to see the light about how it retains its value as a digital currency, and they begin to put, it's only going to take one large company to put a whole bunch into one of these cryptocurrencies to make it go sky high. Well, it's going to continue to happen, but I mean a large chunk of money. Somebody's going to drop like $1 billion, you know, into one of these cryptocurrencies, and watch out when that happens.
Well, apparently, according to CryptoBriefing.com, some company called Grayscale just added 40,000 Bitcoin to its balance sheet in just the month of October.
What's the math on that?
Well, presuming $15,000 a piece, looks like $600 million.
That's pretty close to a bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. A billion. Billion. This article continues. Bitcoin, a solution to Iran's problems. While Iran has long been pro-Bitcoin, having regulated the crypto industry since August of 2019...
That doesn't mean you're pro-Bitcoin.
Yeah. The country made a major move last week to take cryptocurrency adoption to the next level. IRNA publication reported that the Iranian cabinet amended cryptocurrency legislation based on a joint proposal by the CBI and the Iranian Ministry of Energy to enable the central bank to use cryptocurrency to pay for imports. So they're getting ready to use it on an institutional scale, not necessarily on a person-to-person scale and that kind of a thing. So this could be big news for the price. We don't know how it's going to turn out.
One little country, probably not that big of news, but it's something.
Generally, governments monkey see, monkey do. When one does, another will do.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.